And here's the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 22nd of November, 2024. November 22nd is Humane Society Anniversary Day. 70 years ago, four animal advocates determined to fill a great vacuum at the national level came together in a Denver living room to found a new organization with a bold vision, a broad reach, and a principled commitment to making the world better for animals. All animals. The four borrowed money against their life insurance policies to fund the group's first few months, recruited a representative group of peers for their board of directors, and made the decision that a national organization needed to be based in the nation's capital. They resolved to train their energies on the era's greatest animal welfare challenges: the inhumane slaughter of animals raised for food, the unrestrained use of animals in research, testing, and education, and the tragedy of animal homelessness. Just as importantly, the organization they sought to build from the start would confront cruelty to animals wherever it occurred, no matter by whom committed, and without concern for who might be offended. Founders Larry Andrews, Marcia Glazer, Helen Jones, and Fred Myers' deep devotion to the ideals of animal protection are the beacons and signposts of the Humane Society's contemporary campaigns. Their affiliates have expanded the scope further, with Humane Society International taking on animal protection issues in more than 50 countries around the world, and the Humane Society Legislative Fund, which works to strengthen federal policy for animals stateside. It is also Cranberry Relish Day. Believed to have originated in the New England states during the early 1900s, cranberry relish is a traditional part of many families' Thanksgiving dinner. The main difference between cranberry relish and cranberry sauce is that cranberry relish is usually uncooked and has a coarser texture, while cranberry sauce is cooked and has a thicker, jammy consistency. Cranberry relish is made by blending raw cranberries and other ingredients in a food processor, while cranberry sauce is made by cooking cranberries with sugar on the stove. Numerous cranberry relish recipes grace cookbooks and blogs across the internet. The bright and sweet flavors are enhanced by ingredients like apples, oranges, and pineapple. You can make them spicy with horseradish, or nutty too. Or you might offer more than one style and use the leftovers for great sandwiches. Cranberries are small, round, deep red berries related to blueberries. They have a sharp, sour taste. They grow on vine-like plants similar to strawberries and typically come from North America or Eastern Europe. They are usually harvested between September and November. Cranberries are rich in antioxidant compounds which prevent urinary tract infections, have anti-aging properties, promote skin health, support heart health, reduce the risk of stomach ulcers, have antibacterial properties, protect against certain cancers, support eye health and vision, and promote a healthy immune system. The publication of Plant-Based Cooking for Kids, a plant-based family cookbook with over 70 whole food plant-based recipes for kids by Faith Ralphs, was on this day in 2022. You know a plant-based diet is good for you, but how on earth do you get your kids to join in? Introducing Plant-Based Cooking for Kids, the essential cookbook for families everywhere. Plant-Based Cooking for Kids comes packed with recipes and tips you'll need to make kid-friendly plant food for the kiddos and adults in your home. From fluffy pancakes to tasty taquitos, box mac and cheese to meaty spaghetti, chickpea nuggets to soft-serve nice cream, every delicious recipe includes a gorgeous full-color photo and easy-to-follow steps. A helpful introduction at the beginning offers ideas for getting your kids more involved in the kitchen. After all, they're more likely to eat what they've helped create. So get cooking and don't be surprised when your kids ask for seconds of plants. And here's a prayer for today by Carol J. Adams. May all creatures, those beginning to breathe and those ending their breath, those alone and those in herds, those ill and those healthy, may all creatures know your love. A prayer by Carol J. Adams. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder that the only regret you'll have after going vegan is that you didn't do it sooner.